Steve Bunce joins us, boxing analyst, BBC, and author of Bunce's Fat Short History of British Boxing. Good morning, Steve.
And also now an expert on tandem bikes and people that sit their plump bottoms on the saddles.
You and I could have ridden one after one of them fighting talks. Steve has put me in my place more than enough times verbally in front of a larger audience than at 6:30 in the morning in Toronto, right?
There's nothing wrong with 6:30 in the morning, Greg.
There's except we all should be asleep. So how?
Yeah, exactly.
The jet lag probably impacted you, let alone the fighters. That's a lot. I mean, we don't see young bands try and cover all four cities in four different time zones in 4 days. How did you feel when it was all over after London Friday night?
Well, I got to tell you, I didn't feel bad. It was the trip to Wembley. To register to get into the arena and then to wait for people, various people, to walk down the media line. And it was like a 5.5 hour night for me. So that was an awful long time. And some of the people from both Mayweather's office and Conor McGregor's company, the UFC, some of those guys have been on the road since the Monday or the Tuesday. And boy, oh boy, they look worse for it. In fact, the two fighters probably looked the best. But it was a draining week, but at the same time 100% necessary. And part of the deal in London, remember, this is something that's been overlooked, is that there still is no UK broadcaster. So what they were doing in London, and it's a good territory as they say in the pay-per-view world, is they needed that British territory. So they needed to sell it here for the people, the potential buyers, to gauge just how popular it will be. And that's why I think with 12,500 people roaring on everything McGregor did. But saying that, you know, Conor McGregor could have peeled a banana and he would have got a massive cheer, to be absolutely honest with you. He could have taken out a toothbrush and put some toothpaste on it and he would have got a massive cheer. Conor McGregor fans are genuine fanatics. Let's never forget that.
With BBC boxing analyst Steve Bunce, I get it. All right. It's sort of like wrestling, and it's what McGregor does as well as he does anything. But it seemed to me by the time they reached London, they'd run out of material.
Yeah, they'd run out of material. So they had to not necessarily ad-lib, because it's a really odd thing, because the whole thing is staged, but at the same time, it's genuine. And I'll explain what I mean by that. It's staged in the sense that there's a theatricality to it. So there's no blocking in theatre terms. And they don't talk over each other. When have you ever known two people that were about to spit up $700 million for a fight who don't like each other, but they never talk over each other because they are professionals. So no one blocked anybody. No one got in the way of anybody. Everything they did played perfectly to a 360-degree audience. Everything they said was heard clearly because they never talked over each other. That was quality, and that was class. Some of the content did go across the decency line, but then sometimes in boxing, and especially in mixed martial arts when McGregor's involved, that decency line has been, you know, been washed clean anyway, for God's sake. It's an imaginary line, and we get upset when someone swears once or swears twice. You know, in all fairness, we should be more alarmed when Conor McGregor doesn't swear, because if he doesn't swear, there's something wrong with him.
Steve, we've been analyzing this 4-city, 3-country tour and everything that went along with it. And there's no doubt that Conor McGregor won the war of words, I guess, in the lead up to the August 26th fight. He did such a good job that he's got a lot of people thinking that he might actually have a chance. Do you agree?
No, I agree with the fact that he won the tour hands down, and I agree that he is now convincing more and more people, but I remain convinced that he has absolutely no chance, no chance whatsoever. I'm with the former British world champion Ricky Hatton, who said that he thinks that Conor McGregor might struggle to land a punch. I'm still in that school. I'm still in a complete novice, no matter how good he is in whatever sport he's involved in, cannot switch sports and beat one of the greatest defensive fighters in history. Floyd Mayweather is not everybody's cup of tea, but he is, and you have to hold your hands up, a defensive master. And what we've seen here is McGregor convert people as they've flown from city to city and as they've gone through airports and shaken hands with people and kissed babies on the head and made women swoon or whatever else these two warriors have done. McGregor is convincing people. He's on a mission. It's almost religious what's happened. It hasn't convinced me, and it hasn't convinced anybody who understands their boxing. But he is very convincing when he opens his mouth. And him and I agreed to disagree in an interview where I said to him, it's not that I don't want you to win, Conor. I'd love you to win. It'd be a lot of fun. But I just don't think you will. And he seemed genuinely shocked. In fact, the big lad seemed a little bit hurt. I had to touch him on the shoulders and said, don't take it personally. I think you're a nice fella.
Steve Bunce, BBC boxing analyst, joining us. I agree with you. I don't think there's a shot to win. I think this is a bit of a con by McGregor, but that's what sports sometimes is. Do you look and say, this is the only way anyone in Europe would care? You needed McGregor for this fight. Can Mayweather still sell tickets and sell pay-per-views in Europe after the Pacquiao fight? I know he fought Ricky Hatton several years ago, but is Mayweather, he never fights in Europe. He's always in Vegas. That can't help his box office worthiness in Europe.
No, it doesn't. He did need this. Had he come back and fought Keith Thurman or Danny Garcia, these are boxing-only fights. These are aficionado-only fights. These would have done 20% of the business of the Pacquiao fight, which was a stinker because it was 6 years too late. Let's get that right. It was an absolute abomination. It was horrible. The only fight that would have generated anything like this money would have been, is the fight we're getting here. There is no other fight, even a rematch with Pacquiao, even an odd fight with Golovkin, where it means that Gennady Golovkin, where Floyd would have to gain 10 or 12 pounds. Even that wouldn't have generated anything like the interest of this Conor McGregor fight. We have a freak fight here, but involved in that short sentence, that short description, is the word fight. And so too many people are talking about this as a circus, as a pantomime, as a freak show, as a carnival. It's all of those things, but there's an asterisk attached to all of those descriptions. And that is that McGregor can get hurt and can get marked up. This is it's not a con job, in quotes. It's not a complete con job because they will have to fight. They will have to get hurt. Sure, there's a degree of showmanship, hucksterism, whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, when everyone sits down, 5 or 6 million people in their houses and 20,000 in the arena and thousands in cinemas around the globe, when everyone sits down and there's just three people left in the ring, the lucky referee who's going to be making $50,000 and the two boxers, at that point, Conor McGregor will know that this is it. I've had my fun. Now I'm going to get hurt because he's not a fool and he will get hurt.
A treat having you on with us this morning. Steve Bunce, thank you so much for joining us.
It's not a problem. I always get up really early.